With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two American iconic restaurants in the news today. Federal officials say E. coli food poisoning linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states. One person has died.
The onset dates for this disease are between, at this point, September 27th and October 11th. If there has been a contaminated product within our supply chain, it's very likely worked itself through that supply chain already.
McDonald's USA President Joe Erlinger says they removed the Quarter Pounder from the menu yesterday, and he tells NBC Today the specific ingredient tied to that outbreak has not been identified. And Denny's says it will close at least 150 restaurants by the end of next year. Authorities say that move comes amid declining revenue and changing consumer habits. Also at SRNnews.com, caravan of some 2,000 migrants traveling from Mexico's southern border with Guatemala to the U.S. southern border before the election.
A couple thousand left on what could be a 1,000 or 2,000-mile journey through the country, determined to reach the U.S. in the next 2 weeks, according to media and social media reports. Former President Donald Trump is running against Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidential election. Trump has promised a severe crackdown on illegal immigration and vowed to carry out the largest deportation operation in history. Harris has not indicated how she would govern differently than President Joe Biden, who undid many of Trump's stricter border executive orders when he took office in 2021.
Hezbollah announcing that Hashim Safadin, one of its top officials, who had been widely expected to be the next leader, has now been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Powerful cleric within the party ranks, he had been expected to succeed Hassan Nasrallah. This is SRN News. A lawsuit in Oklahoma over the Holy Bible.
A group of parents of public school students, teachers, and some clergymen want to stop the state's top education official from requiring schools to incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for grades 5 through 12. The lawsuit also asked the court to stop Republican State Superintendent Ryan Walters from spending $3 million to purchase Bibles in support of his mandate. The suit alleges that the mandate violates the Oklahoma State Constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis doing all he can to convince Floridians to reject a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. DeSantis says if abortion is added to the Constitution, quote, that's forever. You really have zero chance of ever changing it. The Florida ballot measure, one of 10 similar ones all across the United States. This is SRN News. Millions of Americans already casting their ballots in early voting, but regardless of when and where you vote, experts say they've seen it all. Tammy Patrick is the chief program officer at the National Association of Election Officials, says she's seen all kinds of improperly marked ballots.
You have individuals that use a marking device that is non-standard, so literally a crayon. I've seen lipstick. I've seen eyebrow pencil. I've seen all sorts of things on ballots. So those types of markings are not the sort of thing that normally a voting system would be able to read.
It has been a rough day so far on Wall Street. Major losses. The Dow is off 375 points this hour. S&P down 55. More details at srnnews.com.